I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Skies remain clear overnight tonight. We'll see some patchy fog developing. Expect a low of 68, then sunny tomorrow, high 89. Officials at SIU Edwardsville are now offering a semester's free tuition and fees for information about a case involving a racial slur. The Belleville News-Democrat reports the school is offering the reward for information leading to the arrest of the person who left a note with a racial slur on a student's door at an on-campus apartment. SIU Edwardsville police are investigating, and they say the incident could result in a felony charge. The university made the offer via an email to students and faculty this week. That email said the school and prosecutors have no tolerance for hate crimes. Nearly 13% of Illinoisans don't have a high school diploma. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a bill today that aims to change that. The new law will allow community colleges and not-for-profit groups to set up adult high school programs where people over 21 can earn a diploma. Currently, their only option is to get a GED. Governor Rauner says the program offers more.
This is a key to a more job opportunities, to better careers, and higher wages, higher salaries for the people of Illinois who now have access to a high school diploma that they didn't have access to before.
Governor Rauner signed the legislation at Goodwill in Rockford. They hope to have a high school diploma program up and running soon, but first have to come up with the funding. U.S. Housing Secretary Ben Carson is continuing his praise of East St. Louis for making improvements needed to reclaim public housing. Carson visited yesterday, had a ceremony where he signed documents that ended the federal government's oversight after 32 years. East St. Louis has more than 2,000 public housing units where close to a quarter of the city's 27,000 residents live. The federal government took over the city's public housing in 1985 because of poor conditions. Federal housing officials will continue to monitor East St. Louis's program for the next 2 years. I'm Jennifer Fuller.